A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 35 degrees.
I-15 slowdowns in Davis County from a stalled semi. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Utah Tax Debate. Special coverage on Utah's morning news on KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows voters most likely would have passed the referendum drive to overturn tax reform.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, 57% of Utahns said they supported the referendum effort, while 35% were opposed. The Stan Jones and Associates poll obtained by Utah Policy was done the second week of January, and the referendum drive organizers believe they had enough signatures to get it on the ballot. Yesterday, the governor and legislative leaders announced they will repeal the bill when the session starts. The House Majority Leader told Utah Policy he's frustrated they'll have to start over fixing the revenue part of all of this. He says taxes are not easy, and it's not easy to explain. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah motorcyclists are asking the government to rev up the ban on drivers using handheld cell phones. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live now in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the movement comes after a record 48 riders died on state highways last year. Many bikers are saying they constantly have to worry if the person next to them is talking on the phone or texting. In their mind, the next step should be the passage of House Bill 101, which is sponsored by Representative Carol Moss. That piece of legislation would allow direct citations for talking on the phone violations rather than relying on another moving violation to have to take place first. Now, in an effort to ensure its passage, Moss has changed the bill to reduce penalties, meaning that a first offense would simply be an infraction rather than a Class C misdemeanor. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A miraculous rescue for three boys who fell through the ice on Utah Lake. KSL TV's Brittany Tate reports the boys were able to swim to the dock and were able to be pulled out by a man and woman.
These boys tell me that there was no one at Pelican Bay in Saratoga Springs when they decided to walk out onto the ice. Parents tell me that after these boys did everything that they could to make it to the shore, they were exhausted and they were not able to pull themselves up on the high dock. They are calling these unknown Good Samaritans heaven sent.
Brittany says the boys were out walking on the ice, but as they got farther from shore, the ice started to crack and they fell in.
That wasn't the only incident on the ice yesterday. Fire crews pulled a man and his dog from Bountiful Pond. The man was riding his bike around the pond when he says the dog ran out on the ice while chasing a bird. When the dog got stuck, the man went to save it. His wife, Raquel Stetler, then got a phone call.
When they called me, they said that he was okay, so they had to come and see what happened.
Officials treated both the man and the dog for some minor injuries and possible hypothermia. Both are expected to recover.
Democrats wrap up and Republicans get ready for their arguments in the impeachment trial. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Democrats wrap up opening arguments today in the impeachment trial of President Trump. House Manager Val Demming telling CNN this morning,
"No one is above the law, up to and including the President of the United States."
But the President's lawyers will argue starting tomorrow that neither article of impeachment, even if true, is a violation of any law. Some breaking news out of Europe this morning. Six people are dead after a mass shooting in Rot am See in southwest Germany. Details on the incident not yet available, like the number of injured or whether or not this is an active shooting situation. We'll keep you up to date on that. The World Health Organization saying China's coronavirus outbreak is not yet an international emergency. Six countries have reported cases, including the U.S. This nurse in Seattle saying,
"Having the very first patient in our hospital, it is a little, you know, scary."
The State Department issuing a travel advisory to China. And a machine shop in Houston exploded in pre-dawn hours today, rattling windows for miles and damaging several nearby homes. The fire department report only two moderate injuries and are monitoring toxic materials.
We are having crews do an assessment, air quality assessment, and we're not getting any negative readings.
It appears to be a chemical explosion. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Graham Wayman. Mostly cloudy skies, a storm for the end of your work week. It's looking like more rain for the valleys with additional accumulation of snow for the mountains.
It's pretty quiet for tomorrow. And then we've got another system that moves in on Sunday. This one also brings in more rain and snow showers, but it's going to be warmer initially before that storm gets here. I mean, we're talking about temperatures hovering around 50 degrees for the first part of Sunday, and then at least by Sunday midday, and then the wet weather getting here by Sunday afternoon.
Temperatures by the end of the weekend will be, as Grant said, in the upper 40s, highs in the lower 40s for the first part of next week.